Good morning and welcome to day 11 of the 12 days of Christmas. I am still Pastor Scott and I'm still coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church standing in front of our Christmas tree here. The 11th day of Christmas, and our reflection today is an encouragement to trust our gut. And as I was reading today's devotion, I was reminded of growing up and seeing cartoons and kind of the depiction of when we are trying to make decisions. Do we listen to the good voice, or the voice trying to tell us to do the right thing, or the voice trying to tell us to do the wrong thing? And invariably the depiction was of the character, the cartoon character, with themselves dressed as an angel on one shoulder and as a devil on the other, white with gown and a halo and the whole glowing on this corner, on this shoulder, and dressed in red with the horns and the tail and the pitchfork on this, as the cartoon character is trying to decide, are they going to do the right thing or the wrong thing, the good thing or the bad thing, the kind thing or the evil thing. And our author today encourages us to not only have received the Spirit, but to live by the Spirit, and so suggests that we should trust our gut. I think that's good advice, because I think our gut, by and large, how we feel internally is impacted by the Spirit's presence within us. But I don't think we are great at talking about it or understanding it. And so I think if we talk about intuition or using or trusting our gut, it seems more approachable or more realistic than saying, you know, the Spirit moved within me. We're not great about talking about how the Spirit, at least in our tradition, about how the Spirit is present and active in our lives and among us, and being led by the Spirit to pray, to sing, to visit, to worship, to give, all the ways that God can and does guide each and every one of us. So then we talk about it as a hunch, a feeling, a gut response. So I think that's an okay way to think about it, but for you and I, we can know that really at the root, at the heart of the matter, is God's Spirit speaking to you and hopefully through you and each and every one of us. We talked previously, a few days ago, maybe a week ago at this point, about rending open our hearts to Jesus, that we might be changed, that we might live anew. And I would suggest that by having done that and allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, we will be nudged, we will be led, we will be encouraged, and we need to be attentive to that leading. Maybe you want to think about it as good and evil, you know, battling it out on your shoulders or inside your belly. However it is, whatever that image looks like for you, trust your gut. And I encourage good gut health as well. I don't really know what that means, but it seemed like the right thing to say. So watch your diet as well. But that, seriously though, I think we need to be cognizant that God will and is continuing to call each of us to new things, no matter what your life circumstances might be, and to be open to being used by God for God's purposes. Tomorrow is the 12th day of Christmas. Tomorrow is also the second Sunday of Christmas. I invite you to join us for worship in person or online here at Ascension or wherever your worshiping community happens to be. And I invite you to also be aware that on Monday is Epiphany, a day when we celebrate the arrival of the wise men from the East, the Magi, showing up at the manger. Here we will gather for an international potluck, acknowledging that Jesus came for the world, not just for the region into which he was born, with a worship service following. I say it's Saturday, enjoy the day, and if your Christmas decorations are still up, I say let it ride. You're almost to Epiphany. You're almost there. Take care.